Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of May, 2023. The Bible reading today is Philippians, chapter 3, verses 17, to chapter 4, verse 1. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. And their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. Today's article, titled Citizens of Heaven, was written by Amy Boucher-Pye. My kids hold two passports, one from the country where we live and one from the country of my birth. They're citizens of the United Kingdom and of the United States. My husband and I remind them that their primary citizenship is of heaven. The Apostle Paul spoke of this citizenship in his letter to the church of Philippi, which was made up of many Roman citizens who had settled in a Roman colony. Writing to those entitled to the benefits and privileges of the ruling power, he called them to a higher allegiance. He desired that they'd bring the practices of their heavenly citizenship to their earthly existence, that they'd not be ruled by their appetites or desires. Instead, he wanted them to reveal themselves as people transformed by their life in Christ. Being citizens of heaven sets apart those who believe in Christ. My husband and I explained this to our kids when they wondered why we engage in nightly prayers or go to church regularly. As parents, we desire that our children give their hearts fully to God and that their heavenly passport will be their defining one. Our longings for the kingdom of God might make us feel like we don't fully belong at times. We can ask God to help us live with grace through these feelings of disconnect, while spreading his love and his truth. Let's pray. God of all the nations, help me to submit to your lordship in every area of my life. I want to serve you fully. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.